Diane, thank you for taking the call. And you're in Austria. What an amazing story so far. Just explain to us, when did you know you were getting a start in these events?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Probably about 3-4 weeks ago, I kind of knew that I was in, but was undecided whether to go or not with the way the world is at the moment and with quarantine, and had to get approval from the Australian government and the Austrian government as well. So all the things that I had to do to obviously just even to get onto a flight. So I was sort of ummed and ahed for a while, but because it'd been so long, decided to take the plunge and head over.
So tell us, how do you get from Queensland, where you're based these days, to Austria to play in the event? What was the journey like in terms of protocol, safety, how much travelling? Take us through it.
Well, I first, a couple of days before, I had to have a test for the COVID-19 to get a negative back so that I could then enter Austria. I flew from Brisbane with Qatar Airways through Doha to Vienna. And then when I landed in Vienna, obviously they do all the checks and everything. And then once I got to the tournament, another test where you, if anyone out there who knows what it is like, I've now had, I think, 3 or 4 tests up the nose and everything for it. And it's not much fun, but it only lasts about 5 seconds with it going up your nose and pretty much down your throat. But it's quite funny to watch a couple of mates get it done, but then when it's your turn, it's not fun at all.
So the American tour, as I mentioned, people have been over there for weeks and quarantining in bubbles and staying in the same hotel and flying in the charter jets. What's the protocol on the European tour in terms of, did you have to quarantine? Is it just all about having the test and that's good enough? And a lot of golfers are coming from different countries and nations across Europe. So what's the protocol over there for the tournament so far?
Well, you pretty much have to stay in your own sort of bubble where you're staying. And every time you get to the golf course, you have a temperature check. And then at the start of the week, you have the full, like the doctor's test where they put the bud thing up your nose and your throat and everything. And it takes 4 hours before you get the result back, before you can sort of go in the clubhouse or anything. So once all that's approved, and then every day, obviously, the temperature check. And then everyone's sort of social distancing, like with the flags and everything. If someone sort of takes the flag, it's not only one person takes it sort of thing, not passing all the stuff around. But besides that, it's kind of normal.
We're chatting to Deanne Lawson of Australia. He's the only Australian playing on the European Tour event in Austria. That in itself is a talking point. Can you recall that ever happening to comprehend that you're the only Australian in the whole field there?
Yeah. Oh, it's never happened for me. Sure, there's a few other Aussies that might have done it before. Sure, Scott Henn, who plays about 51 weeks a year, I'm sure he would have played one somewhere by himself, but maybe, I'm not too sure.
So what's your criteria? Because obviously golfers in your category will play wherever they get a start. I mean, having a bit of knowledge about the golf tour, I remember a lot of first alternates, second alternates that would travel from tournaments, sit there from first tee off to the last, just hoping to get a start and miss out, but they'd move to the next event, because in golf, you never know what the door can open with a start at the last minute. But it's a different thing to fly across the world in this COVID situation. So you're making hay while the sun shines. You had a top 20 last week. You opened up with the first round lead at this event and you're well in contention. So what's your criteria in terms of this event and just getting starts?
Yeah, obviously on the main tour, I've just got conditional status, and then the events that they've got the next sort of month or so, I might get one event sort of thing, but unless I'm definitely in, obviously with the travel situation, it's hard to sort of go as a reserve and to not get in. So I'll just be heading home after this, unless I obviously won. But normally I would, if I was sort of, you know, up to about fifth reserve, I'd probably go to the tournament, because there are a few late withdrawals. But the way it is at the moment, I think it just makes it a bit difficult to travel and late. They're not sort of accepting, I think, anyone from third reserve in on the Monday. The others aren't even a chance. They'll just limit the field, obviously, with all the what's going on in the world.
Dean Lawson, Aussie golfer online from Austria. He had a 63 in the first round of the Uram Bank Open off the back of a top 20 last week. I saw some photos of the venue, and if you want to escape COVID or the news and just switch off from the world and think you're in an idyllic place, I'm looking at some of the photos, Diane. It looks magnificent. Forestry, beautiful countryside. It looks as though it's a great place to escape the dramas of the world.
Yeah, it's a fantastic golf course. Some of the views are unbelievable. It's very, very hilly, so you can't sort of appreciate, because obviously you've got to walk, can't appreciate some of the views as much because trying to get your breath back at the top of the green. But it's some place to be, and obviously with the way the world is at the moment, really appreciating being able to play a golf course like that.
So at the moment, you're well in front, top 20 last week, a handy check, and hopefully a good finish here. We'll see a very nice check indeed. So that will cover the trip. Coming back to Australia, we're hearing about people coming back that have to pay thousands of dollars now for hotel quarantine, and there's a lot of talk about borders and so on. When you left to go, did you think about what might happen when you come back?
Yeah, I'm going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks, which is obviously be a little bit frustrating, but I'm in the process, hopefully, because it is for work, the government will pay for it. But takes a little bit for them to actually process that. And so I won't know until I'm actually quarantining whether they're paying for it or not. But because I, obviously this is for work and, potentially it's, you know, a job for next year or whatever, then the government should approve it. I've been told anyway by people from who work for the government.
Well, who knows if you win or even finish in the top half a dozen. It'd be a unique category of people quarantining. It'd be one hell of a party for yourself for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Although if I did win, I'd go to the UK and play.
And you'd stay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a pretty handy golfer. I know the results. You had a top 10 in the Aussie Open. You've had a couple of placings in some of the smaller events, so you can play. And I've been noting some of your scores in some of the smaller pro-ams. You can go low. We saw in the first round here in Austria, as you speak to us, that you shot a 63. I think you had something like 8 birdies in the space of 10 holes. So you can fire up. So it's good to see you on the big stage. I just want to play some audio to remind our listeners of something you did a few years ago. I know you would have heard it a dime a dozen, but just reminding our listeners that a couple of years ago, Deanne had a hole-in-one in South Africa and won a car.
But look at this. Dean Lawson. 8-iron, 16th hole, BMW 8 Series on offer.
167 yards over the water, over the bunker.
Collect. Long drive back to Australia, but what a shot.
Do you think they were pleased about that?
So that car was worth a few hundred thousand. I'm assuming you sold it on the spot or took the money equivalent?
Yeah, I just took the money for it. But obviously get taxed on it in the country and that. But it was a very, very good bonus a couple of years ago. That was very good.
It was probably in Austria as close as you come to where the car came from. Maybe all the way it got to South Africa.
Yeah, the car was in, it was at Leopard Creek that I won it. So that was good.
Made in Europe. Hey, tell me, your coach is Darryl Brown. I'm going to give him a call to say we chat to you. And I know Darryl from many years ago when he was playing the tour. He's a pretty handy player, but he's been a teaching pro for a number of years based down in Geelong. You've been living on the Gold Coast teaching up there. He's based in Geelong. I guess there's a lot of Zoom videos and conference calls and the like. How does that work?
We just have a good chat and everything. I'll send him a few I've sent him a few the TrackMan numbers and all that, and just sort of talk to him and just stay on top of things. I think he's dying to get out of Victoria and come up to the Gold Coast and get out of the cold because he's not getting any younger, and I don't know if he's bones can handle it anymore.
Well, obviously, at the moment, that's a hard thing to do with the borders being closed. In fact, that's the ironic thing about yourself. Not only did you go to Austria to go and play a European Tour event with the COVID situation, and then you come back in a few weeks, you've got to quarantine in a hotel for 14 days, hopefully with some nice checks from these two tournaments. But ironically, you're leaving the Gold Coast. You're leaving Queensland. That's where everyone actually wants to go. So it's a double whammy. You actually left the Gold Coast, where, if I'm sure you know by now, being a Victorian, the AFL have moved all the sides up there. So that's even more ironic in itself, that while everyone wants to get to the Gold Coast, you left it as well.
Yeah. I love competing, and obviously the opportunity's there, and I felt like I was playing all right, so I can head over and try and get a win, and that can really kickstart the career or have a couple of good, even just learning weeks, and then come back and have things to work on when I get home, because I sort of hadn't played tournament golf for that long. But even when I get back now, I know what I want to work on for even the Aussie events later on in the year.
What do you think will happen there? Because with the situation in Victoria, the famed Sandbelt, we might have some big events all just being played in the Queensland area. I guess there's no shortage of places to play up there, but that might be the case. It might be an interesting Australian tour based in just a few locations.
Yeah. Well, I know the Oz Open's meant to be at Kingston Heath this year, so hopefully by when it's meant to be on, sort of November, that everything's all right in Victoria and Australia, and to get down to Kingston Heath. I love that golf course and play, but obviously it hasn't been finalised yet, but we'll see how we go in months to come.
So how long have you been living on the Gold Coast?
2.5 years now.
Right. I just wondered whether you...
Probably 3 years.
Is your driver's licence, though, still say Victoria or not? Because that might be an issue if you're going to Coolangatta at a Tweed Golf Club or crossing the border, you know, but what's your driver's licence these days, show you?
I think it's actually, my driver's licence is still Victorian.
Right.
But my car's from Queensland, got Queensland plates.
Okay.
I need to update my licence, but last year I was out of the country for 33 weeks or something, so I didn't really need it.
Hey, Digger, I know that's your nickname. You sound very relaxed. You've got a great head on your shoulders. It sounds as though whatever happens over the rest of this tournament, you'll do your best. Whatever happens, happens. And that's a great thing to have as a golf professional. So you sound as though you're pretty composed, and just hopefully the hard work pays off down the track.
Yeah, thank you. Pretty happy with where my game's at. And obviously it's all just learning all the time and just trying to get better.
Well, good luck. You're probably the only player in the whole field that was looking in the clubhouse at Austria or the hotel to see if they had Vegemite.
I don't really eat that much Vegemite.
No.
I don't even eat Vegemite, to be honest. It's probably a bit disappointing for Australians, but I don't mind it, but it's not my go-to. And obviously I like every food, if you've seen me.
Hey, all the best, Dean, and good luck. It's a very unique story. I'm not sure how often it'll happen, but you're the only Australian playing. You got a call up to play in Austria in the European Tour. You flew from the Gold Coast, where you're based, all the way to Austria to play. You're having a couple of fine tournaments, and let's hope it goes towards either establishing the card there or at least getting some credit in the bank. And good luck when you return. We'll keep in touch, and all the best, and thanks for taking the call there in Austria.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.